I've always worked in many different media in addition to the primary studio work. I have a daily drawing practice every evening by about 9:30. I quit whatever I'm doing and I work in my sketchbook for half an hour. So I've been doing that for quite a few years now. So I have an enormous amount of drawings, and part of this show is going to be those drawings. I'm offering, I look into 6 of my sketchbooks from 2010 to 2013. And then I also have some artist books that I've created in response to a drawing challenge that I'm involved with online. About 2010, I started a blog for my art, and it's called Flying Dog Studio Design Wall. And through the blog, I've met a lot of other artists from all over the world. And one of the groups is in Europe, and they're mostly Germans and Austrians, and some people from the Netherlands, and then from Australia. And every week or so, someone chooses a word, and then the word becomes the starting point for making a piece of art that you then display on your blog over the weekend. And you have about a week to complete the work. And that's just been a really fun way to meet other artists, to get my work out there. And so this show has some of those sidelines as well.
Okay. Does this work inspire your other fabric art or get you ideas for that?
My drawings have one style. And my paintings and fiber art are often quite different in the way they look. And over the years, I've been trying to bring my paintings and my primary studio practice more into line with what my drawings look like. However, somebody once said that drawing is like a journal or a diary, and a painting is like a novel. So in other words, you keep things in your drawings that maybe you're not entirely ready to let out into the world yet. And maybe that's why there's a difference between my drawings and my paintings. And maybe that's okay. But a lot of times I feel like my drawings are more interesting than my paintings.
Well, it gives you the freedom to fail and not to be, to experiment, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a place for free-form experimentation, and nobody's judging it, you know. So, yeah, there's that.
The largest is a painting on canvas, kind of like a tapestry, it looks like.
It's canvas with a lot of paper collaged onto it. And, it's about 65 inches by... 48 or something like that. It's the biggest I've painted in a while, and I really enjoyed getting big piece going again. So I'm using a lot of the same symbols that I've used all my art life, ladders and houses and trees and things floating in space. There's always a certain amount of chaos in my work, and the way I organize a painting is I start by making the biggest mess I can on the canvas, and then I bring order to it.
Bring it into focus.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And clean things up and make things so that there's a story being told. I use real stuff symbolically, and I have a lexicon of what these images, what the items that I use mean for me, but I always like it when other people can read my work in a different way.
Sure.
As well.
For instance, the dress pattern is a familiar one for you, the house, house on stilts almost.
Yeah, of course, referencing all of our buildings on pilings in Petersburg. Patterns, our pattern tissue is a natural for me to use because a lot of my work is about how we hand on from generation to generation good and evil in the form of our habits and patterns of living.
These are the sketchbooks.
Yeah,
and
my sketchbooks. And
so you will encourage people to sit down,
take time with them, and thumb through them. You're
going
to be able to just look at my sketchbooks, and this is only a fragment of the body of work that these form. And as I say, I draw every night.
Working in pen and ink and colored pencil.
Mostly in pen and ink, yeah. I use a Pigma pen and Prismacolor pencils, and then I also have some Inktense watercolor pencils, and so a drawing like that was made with the Inktense. But I always begin by drawing with ink and then color in. So it's like I make my own coloring book.